all the brand names of tires you could want. And the best way to use Jenkins is to call them. Make an appointment. 265-0792. 265-0792. Or go online. Check out everything they can do and make an appointment there. JenkinsTireAndAuto.com.
This morning I was riding in and I noticed they're getting a little shimmy. You know what I was doing? I was thinking Jenkins right then.
Yeah. Yeah, if you feel anything a little bit wrong with your car.
I was getting a little shimmy. I go,
Stop by Jenkins. 38 East Jefferson Street, downtown Montgomery. More news and views when we come back. Second hour of news and views.
The heart truly will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there. No.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Tax day, because of the coronavirus outbreak, is moved from April 15th to July 15th. Negotiations continue with the Capitol on another coronavirus financial relief bill.
Lawmakers on the Hill may work through the weekend to pass a sweeping stimulus package that could send checks to millions of Americans. Lawmakers are looking at $1,200 per adult and $500 per child, subject to income limits. The proposed package also includes billions in emergency loans for the airline industry and tax breaks for businesses.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. California Governor Gavin Newsom's ordering everybody in the state to just stay home.
People are still allowed to go outside, but they must practice social distancing. Restaurants can still deliver meals. He also called up 500 National Guard troops to help distribute food, something to help alleviate long lines at grocery stores from panic buying.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Big weather changes are on the way, but for today, look for yet another warm day with a high temperature up to about 84. It will become breezy, a risk of some showers, maybe a few thunderstorms this afternoon, but I think a better chance as we get into this evening and tonight as a cold front sweeps through the state. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 63. Tomorrow is a cooler day, risk of some leftover showers in the morning. Otherwise, high temperature up to about 74. We'll be in the 60s for a high on Sunday as showers and thunderstorms become likely once again by afternoon and continuing Sunday night into Monday. The pollen count in the high range through tomorrow and then medium on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to News and Views. A few minutes after 10 o'clock, that means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles with Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you this morning?
I am tired and sore, y'all. It was a rough night last night.
Oh, yeah?
What'd you do?
We had a dance-off.
A dance-off? Nice. Okay, I like where you're coming from.
Okay, so I have three daughters that everybody knows about. One's married with my first grandbaby. My middle daughter's at Auburn, which is presently home for who knows how long. And my youngest is 12, and my wife and my middle daughter's boyfriend was over last night. So I thought it would be a really fun thing to do a dance-off because he doesn't want to dance. And what's more embarrassing than being around your new girlfriend when her dad makes you get up and dance?
Ooh, I like that. And that's what fathers are for, to embarrass their children.
That's cold-blooded.
And I won. Yeah, I flat won. I won the whole contest because they're all still home sleeping and I'm at work. So I figured that means I won the contest.
Wait, did you do the worm or something? Is that why you're so sore?
We did it all. We did, and then we cranked up the early 70s and like 80s and went to Michael Jackson Thriller.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was the girls were in on this trick. And they asked, like, my dancing was like John Travolta, but it was horrible. But they were going nuts. Oh, Dad can dance so good. And this guy's there thinking, this is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. This guy can't dance at all. This is awful. And they were just praising me and acting like, it was awesome. We got him good.
Well, that's good that you're finding some fun in these unprecedented times. And it's also good to hear that you're at work and Prattville Carpet is still taking calls for those free in-home consultations.
Absolutely. Now, look, I know everybody's nervous about what's going on. So what we are doing as a company, we are making sure that we have cleaner or some type of sanitizer in our cars. We're washing our hands before we come into your home. When we leave, we are bringing the samples to you. And all my workers are also doing the same thing, all my guys that are installing the floors. Because, hey, y'all are home. You're seeing all this stuff that needs to be done. Let's get it done. This is a great time while you're off to go and handle all those honeydews and make your wife happy.
There you go.
So what's the number they need to call?
Give us a call at 285-8117. Like I said, we'll bring everything to you so you don't have to get out and about. You don't have to come to the store. If the colors don't work, we figure out what works, bring them back. Within a week, you've got your new floor down. Just that easy.
I love it. You can be right there in the home that they want to change things up in. So it's not like anything gets lost in translation. You got everything there on location visits, free. I mean, budget options for any type of flooring. You got it going on at Prattville Carpet, Ray.
Absolutely. And there again, budget. If you're honest with me and say, hey, I got $3,000 for this job, we're going to put you in the best floor we can for that amount of money.
There you go. There you go. And on top of that, you're a great dancer, too, at least enough to embarrass the kids. Y'all,
no,
again,
I'm a horrible dancer.
We expect that video?
Never. I did make all the kids put their phones in the house, and we were on the back porch. Well, make sure that didn't get out.
Well, y'all call Ray at 285-8117. He or his sales staff will come and visit you, bring out those samples, see what they can do for you. Prattville Carpet. Ray, thank you for the call this morning.
Thanks, Ray.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
You too, bud.
More news and views, second hour of news and views when we come back.
Mr. Sandman. This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank, and it's going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright-colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in. It's got chocolates, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you
later. Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local, think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
Have you ever been close to tragedy or been close to folks who have you ever felt the pain?
272-9228. If you want to get in on the program, this second hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender. Yeah, to find out, you know, this goes on all the time, this sort of insider trading by members of Congress. We always wonder, how did these guys go up there with a fairly normal wealth level?
Right.
You know, wealthy by historical standards, a lot of standards.
You got to have money to run, so.
Right, and but then they end up being multimillionaires.
Right.
And it's now been revealed that four senators dumped millions in stocks while Capitol Hill was being briefed on the coronavirus threat. But before the markets actually started to tank, so they got out.
Now, this is frequent for these jerks.
And it's Richard Burr.
Yep.
Dianne Feinstein.
Feinstein, no. Mm-hmm. Shocker.
The appointed Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler.
Yep.
And James Inhofe.
Yeah, there's another name for him. So, Joey Howe, and Joey's president of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That
you
happens.
You don't want that.
How does Joey handle that? How does Joey... When you've picked these leaders to help you run this country, and they do something like that, and you find out you wake up this morning and someone comes and tells you, oh, Joey, we've had this thing happen. These people have sold their stock and kind of screwed us all for their own benefit. How are you going to handle it?
Well, first off, you lambast them in public. You use the bully pulpit. You bring it up. I mean, you might make rules by what members of Congress can do when it comes to buying and selling stock. Now, that would destroy a pretty profitable business for all these insiders. But, I mean, something needs to be done.
Bring back the tar and feather.
Right. Now, there might be something to this. Generally, the idea of insider trading, like, what is... you can go too far with these sorts of laws.
Right. But why are they not under the same rules as the president? Once they become elected officials, your stuff has to go into a trust. You got nothing to do with it no more.
Yeah. That would be That'd be a fantastic rule. Blind trust, you don't get to manage your own.
That's right.
You don't get to use the inside information given to you by the government.
And you don't even know the person who's running it, because I don't want you to be able to call them and tell them, hey, the fix is in.
Yeah, so apparently Richard Burr, he's the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Mm-hmm.
He was directly briefed on the coronavirus. He sold up to $1.7 million in stock between January and February. Dianne Feinstein, on the same committee, sold up to $6 million in stock.
Right.
Kelly Loeffler on the Senate Health Committee sold up to $3.1 million in stock starting on the day her committee was briefed by the CDC. James Inhofe sold up to $400,000 in stocks, including real estate, all on January 27th.
Well, he's an idiot to sell any real estate without calling me. But other than that, I think we bring them all in front of a committee, or not a committee, a committee of us citizens, U.S. citizens, and we are able to ask them. And make them reply. Don't let them sit there and hide behind their title, hide behind, these are my rights or whatever. Mm-hmm. No, how do you have your or my best interest at heart when you're doing that?
Right. I like the blind trust idea. If you're in government, you got to have, because it's what presidents have done.
Right.
It should be for members of Congress.
Why not? They need to drug test them, too, by the way.
A quick update on the coronavirus here locally.
Okay.
They inched up by 3 cases overnight. That's from new numbers published this morning.
Any place from where, did they say?
Jefferson County picked up 2 cases, while Shelby County increased by 1 case. So that leaves Montgomery County with 3 confirmed cases.
In Elmore County, we had a teacher that was exposed to it or had it. And so I can see now how the numbers would increase in Elmore County, because a teacher doesn't just... And this teacher, I think, goes to multiple schools, so you can see how the infection would spread that way.
Right, but again, the governor yesterday closed down all dine-in restaurants.
Yes.
If you can go to, pick up on curbside or dine out or delivery, some restaurants are doing that. It doesn't work for some folks, unfortunately.
But I will say this, Joey. A lot of people have gone shopping and hoarded food at home, and they're going to cook that food first, and I can't blame them. But if we don't support these restaurants now on the front end, they're not going to be here on the back end.
Right. So that's going to be difficult to overcome. And they closed all child care facilities except for those that do work exclusively for those who in law enforcement, first responders, medical personnel. I don't know of many. I wonder how they make that distinction of exclusive workers.
Well, not only that, I think that's a good question, because if I'm a police person, I don't take my child to a specific daycare that's only for police people. So if that daycare is not open to the public, why are they going to be open to me?
Right. And once again, I want to reiterate that the IRS is moving the tax filing deadline from April 15th to July 15th.
So sweet of them.
That actually is. I mean, can't we just keep pushing that date back? How about we not pay taxes this year?
This year?
That'd be great.
Hey, I get people the other day that just called me and say, hey, Eddie, you know, with all that's going on, why don't we just not pay rent this month?
Right. Now, did you see the governor of Pennsylvania? He said all non-essential business must close.
Yeah.
How is that constitutional?
It's not.
Yeah, and, oh, but in the city of Philadelphia, we're not going to enforce all sorts of crimes. So you will be punished if you actually operate and run a business. Mm-hmm. But if you go into that, say you run a restaurant in Philly, you're not allowed to run that business and operate it in this crisis. But if somebody breaks into that restaurant while it's closed and steals something, they're not going to be prosecuted.
Yeah. So you're telling me...
That'll work out great.
You're telling me that I have no choice but to give my stuff away then, basically.
Right.
Might as well leave it unlocked.
If you can tell, folks, I'm a bit frustrated with just all of these folks up there in D.C.
I think a big part of it's got to use when they close the gyms, Joey.
No, I'll be all right in that regard. Yeah. I know how to get things done at
home. Well, I've seen a few videos I was going to send you on, like, picking gallons of water up.
That's actually a thing. Like, all these fitness vlogs and YouTube pages and channels, they're all giving you advice how to work out at home. It's like, wait, so you want me to do push-ups and air squats and lunges? Yeah, you know, basic stuff that you should already know.
Well, the best one I saw was a guy goes in front of his sink and he takes a little bit of dish soap and he puts on the tile floor in front of the sink, puts a little water on it, and that's his treadmill. He puts his hands on the sink and does the walking. What are you doing? That's his treadmill.
Now, this is an interesting story. China exonerates doctor who warned of impending coronavirus outbreak.
Of course, man.
China has exonerated a doctor who officially, he was reprimanded for warning about the coronavirus outbreak and later died of the disease, a startling admission of error by the ruling Communist Party that generally bodes no challenge to its authority. The party's top disciplinary body said the police force of Wuhan had revoked its admonishment of Dr. Li Wenliang that had included a threat of arrest. It said a solemn apology had been issued to Li's family and that two police officers identified by their surnames had been issued disciplinary punishment for the original handling of the matter. So China knows what they did.
Oh.
They know, and that's why they're trying to spin this. And
kind
again,
of reminds me of a cat in a sandbox.
Bro. Right. This is not, you know, well, actually, it's probably good. Like, how dare we call a country that has concentration camps full of ethnic minorities, if we call them out for that, we're just racist. Sure. 272-9228.
What can we do nowadays, Joey? Yeah.
Let's see who's on the phone here. 272-9228. You're on the air. Who's this?
Flower Child.
Hey, Flower Child. How you doing this morning?
I am well. And everything's going to be okay.
Oh, yeah. And I know. It's just frustrating for the time being.
Mainstream media is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that Richard Burr, of course, we know Diane. I don't know why he's got an R beside his name. He's like a Siamese twin of Mark Warner.
Exactly.
And that's why he's not going to run again. Trump's, got rid of Flake and Bob Coker, anybody that's a rhino he's trying to get rid of. But, that is not a coincidence that the day they get the briefing,
yep,
that they sell millions. Now, that $400,000 thing, I don't know about that one.
$400,000?
Like the real estate holdings? Yeah.
That's probably the brokest guy in Congress. That's all the money he's got. He's like, I'm moving my money, too. I got $3 here.
And I've been kind of sitting on something, but I don't want to sound like Orson Welles or something,
Sure, yeah.
But Q has been telling us to watch all the people that, the CEOs that resign.
Yeah.
And whatnot, Google guy stepped down, Twitter guy took a sabbatical, all these other CEOs, like Disney CEOs just stepped down. And then what really got me was when Bill Gates stepped down. a couple weeks ago from Microsoft.
Yep.
So I did a little searching on him, and, you know, he's a big vaccine person.
Right.
Especially in these third world countries and whatever. And you can go and look at it, but you can look up the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Event 201, and it was held at Johns Hopkins Hospital. And they had global elitist people, I think, from around the world discussing what would happen, how would business and government react to a pandemic. This conference was held on October 18th, 2019. And, you know, there's even a video of some of the questions there people are answering. You know, like somebody from Johnson & Johnson, somebody from the airlines. I can't even think it. But, so they're all discussing this pandemic, and guess what the pathogen was?
What's that?
Coronavirus.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know, you know, how does somebody have a crystal ball and just so happen? You know, I'm just saying.
Well, that I would say this one doesn't require a deep conspiracy. This has been happening in China since the turn of the century. So, I mean, I think there are a lot of folks who called that, saying, hey, if China doesn't shut down some of these practices and tighten up on that, this is going to happen again, and it could be worse.
This is what we need to prepare for, I guess.
Well, anyway, I just thought that was rather odd, because, you know, they really think that it started even months beforehand.
Right.
In China, just like a slow thing. Like y'all were talking about, it probably went around in the radio station, et cetera. And I tell you who we need to get rid of is George Soros. His real name is Jorge Schwartz. You know, that's his real German name.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see he poured money into that Kim Fox's campaign, the crooked, you know, Juicy Smollett DA?
Oh, that doesn't surprise me at all. Anything that he could do to cause any kind of disruption, that's what he's going to do.
Yeah, Juicy Smollett.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so here they go and she wins her primary or runoff, whatever. And I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't short-selling the market. I mean, they're doing this to, I think, to take down Trump.
I agree with you.
You know, you can't go from Mueller, impeachment, Ukraine, and then the next big one is to make him look bad in the economy and everything else. But I do appreciate you, Joey. And we miss Jack.
I do too.
Eddie, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
And I just appreciate you, Joey, for letting me share my research. Sometimes people don't believe me.
Well, yeah, but that's the way of the world.
That's right.
And I'm all about open conversation. And I'll say it. I've told people off air. My basic rule is if you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you. You tease me, I'll tease you. You're mean to me, I might be mean back, or I might just hang up. But
well,
you've always been pleasant. You have an interesting perspective, and I appreciate you for that.
Well, when I call in, I've looked at it pretty hard before, you know, I say what I say.
Yeah.
And so let's just see. Go Trump, go Sessions, and War Eagle.
War Eagle, honey.
Appreciate it, Flower Child. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hi, it's Debbie.
Hey, Debbie, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I have a couple of opinions, and the lady was very interesting, the one that just was on. I didn't catch her name.
Flower Child is what we call her.
Okay. Well, anyway, I will say this. We are getting more and more populated in the world, so we're closer and closer together. It's bound to be more difficult not to get sick. And so these questions that this council or this group had about pandemic, how would governments handle it, is actually a very good question and a very sound one. And it is a concern. And because we are now more and more connected, it's more likely that we'll pass it from one country to another, which does happen. We know this. And it's been happening since I was a kid. And it's just going to become more and more obvious because people can travel without being in the main travel center. I mean, just private jets, for instance.
Right.
Things like that. So, yeah, we do need to be concerned over it. We certainly do. And the whole idea that, you know, each government, and we're talking local here in the United States, has the ability to kind of come up with their own creation on how to handle the pandemic. It's almost like charter schools. Let's see which ones work, which ones don't. So instead of the federal government sitting there blanketing, everybody has to do this, this, and this, and gives the locals their time to kind of, you know, hone their own remedy to the situation. That makes sense to me, because then you can look at everything, put all the information together and say, okay, what worked on this one? How do we refine it? How do we make it work better for the people, et cetera? Kind of see where I'm going?
Right, yeah. Yes. And when you look at this country, we just to keep it in perspective, the 14,000 or so confirmed cases, most of those are only in 10 counties here in the entire country. So we, you know,
cool.
We have 70 confirmed cases. I'm sure there are more than that aren't confirmed here in Alabama. But most of this is in New York State, California, Washington. And that's unfortunate for the folks there. But it's a good thing to hear from, you know, us sitting down in Alabama. And I'm sure a lot of folks around the country are going, hoo-hoo. Seems like it's only in those spots.
Isn't that the sanctuary city areas?
Some of them, yes. Yes, I think this has more to do, well, if you're in California, a massive homeless population, so if you're telling people to stay inside or else, what are you going to do with a massive homeless population?
Right.
But, you know, New York City is a pretty international city. Los Angeles, I mean, California is right there, does a lot of business with China. So it's not surprising, same with Seattle and Washington. It's not surprising to see that's where it's breaking out.
Well, plus, they're much more dense population.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Yes, that does make a big difference right there. That was my whole, when I started out, because we're more and more populated, this is going to be more and more of a situation for us to deal with. And I personally think it's wonderful that they've been so creative. Each business has their own take on how they can stay alive. This is America. This is what we're all about. And to see the ingenuity coming out of it is totally remarkable. It's such a quick time.
No, and that's what we need. Those are the folks that are actually going to solve this problem.
Yes.
You know, there's a fascinating story, Debbie. Back when Ebola broke out in Liberia, there was no real government response, not really a functioning one in that part of the world.
Right.
And it was a major Firestone Tires factory and plant. I mean, thousands of people working there. And because there's no government, Firestone took the necessary steps, and they actually did a damn good job with it.
Yep.
So it's really, to me, it's not government versus private, all this stuff. No, it's like, do you have the people who are organizing things get out of the way and let professionals run the situation? And if the professionals aren't doing the job, you bring somebody else in differently. It is, I mean, for all the war analogy talk we're hearing these days, I mean, I think it's a bit absurd to hear Lindsey Graham up there going, we're going to bomb this. Like, well, that's a cute metaphor, Lindsey. We're going to bomb the virus. Okay, whatever. By bombing, I mean give people all sorts of drugs and make them feel better. Like, that's not the, you're stretching that thin there, Lindsey, Senator Graham.
Well, it also worries me that they're going to try to mandate vaccines that some people may not be wanting to take. I don't like the idea of being forced into something.
Right.
And that's already been an issue. And pharmaceuticals are very powerful, and they'll take this weakness, and they're going to run on it. So that's going to be another big battle coming up, and I can see it coming. But, you know, everything will pan out, and hopefully it won't, you know, take our freedoms away, and that we can figure out how to do it and keep it, you know, a working sound. That's the problem right now. We're not working. But if we can make it to where we can still work and have a sound society, that would be awesome.
Indeed. Debbie, I appreciate the call.
Good call.
Thank you.
Thank you. 272-9228. Folks, be patient.
Yeah. Joey, you remember Zig Ziglar? It might be. You don't know who Zig Ziglar is. Anyway, he's a really famous salesman of sorts, motivational speaker. And I had the luxury of taking one of his seminars years and years ago. It was an internet-type deal, so I didn't get to meet him in person. But anyway, the guy had some great words. He was talking about how to get the most out of your people that you hire. He said, first you start off and you hire the right people, and then you get their money right. Mm-hmm. You make sure they get paid an adequate amount, make sure their pay is delivered on time. Then you give them the tools that they need to do the job. And the biggest thing and the most important is you get out of their way and you let them do the job. And by Trump pulling back a lot of these regulations, I think that's what he did.
Yeah, and it is a sign of, hey, maybe a lot of this stuff shouldn't be in place. And,
right.
And maybe some of this stuff is there so that certain cronies are able to make money and keep competition out of the game of actually helping people. It's amazing that when you get rid of red tape, there's some, I think, some role for safety concerns.
Sure.
But the idea that we have to bottleneck it all into one organization, say, like the FDA, is, I think we could even change that. But I would have been saying that before this crisis.
And I think a lot of people have. They've said, hey, we need improvement. This is kind of going to force them.
So we'll see. 272-9228. Folks, this part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. They're at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery, Alabama. But I talked to Troop Booth yesterday, the owner over there, the operator over there. He is trained at the Gemological Institute of America. Great guy, plenty of expertise in the jewelry business. But because of what's going on these last few weeks and what may go on for another few weeks, Troop Booth is taking calls at 260-0066, 260-0066. So whether you want to buy jewelry or sell jewelry, you need to call that number and make an appointment. Heirloom Jewelers is open, but by appointment only right now for the time being during this crisis. So call 260-0066. Say, hey, Troop, I'm interested in buying something, or hey, Troop, I'm interested in selling something, and he can help you out. Set up a time to meet you there at Heirloom Jewelers at 6948 Vaughn Road. He's been buying a lot of jewelry off folks. You're looking for a little extra cash, he can help you out there. Or if you are looking to surprise somebody with a great gift, a great jewelry item, antique, one-of-a-kind piece, here in the midst of all this frustration, this crisis, you know, that cabin fever that might be sinking in, Heirloom Jewelers is the place to go. By appointment only now for the duration of the crisis. 260-0066. Be sure when you call Troop Booth to tell them that Joey from News & Views sent you.
That's right.
More News & Views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
Station on FM, live, local talk, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Is getting pushed off for 3 months from April 15th to July 15th, part of the government's efforts to blunt the economic impact of the coronavirus outbreak. Steve Mnuchin tweeting, all taxpayers and businesses will have this additional time to file and make payments. Now retailers getting hit hard by this outbreak. JCPenney has withdrawn its earnings outlook due to the uncertainties. Now Walmart is taking steps to get extra cash into the hands of their hourly and part-time employees, but a customer also left with a bonus. In Missouri, a baby girl in the store's toilet paper aisle. The manager of the store saying the woman told employees her water broke, and a labor nurse who happened to be in the store at the time, along with some firefighters, helped deliver the baby in 45 minutes. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Hey, have you seen the new cyber threat warning about the conversation
hijacking? Totally. Cyber criminals are using email account takeover and brand impersonation to insert themselves into email conversations and steal money from businesses.
Right. That's why I tell my clients about Barracuda.
Same here. They use artificial intelligence to detect and block sophisticated attacks, including account takeover and brand impersonation.
Man, I guess you did see it.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Big weather changes are on the way, but for today, look for yet another warm day with a high temperature up to about 84. It will become breezy, a risk of some showers, maybe a few thunderstorms this afternoon, but I think a better chance as we get into this evening and tonight as a cold front sweeps through the state. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 63. Tomorrow is a cooler day, risk of some leftover showers in the morning. Otherwise, high temperature up to about 74. We'll be in the 60s for a high on Sunday as showers and thunderstorms become likely once again by afternoon and continuing Sunday night into Monday. The pollen count in the high range through tomorrow and then medium on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till Moon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Alongside me this morning, Eddie Bader.
Hey, Joey.
My regular co-host, Jack Campbell, still pent up inside, staying home out of abundance of caution. Probably the wise thing to do.
I agree.
This hour of News and Views, folks, once again brought to you by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and the entire team, they're on top of the situation, even through this this crisis here. They're working from home, so they're a little delayed in their response, but that only means 24, 48 hours. They're still on top of things. And as Kim informed us earlier in the week, she had to tell a lot of folks who called her, thinking as interest rates fall, oh, time to refinance, that actually mortgage rates have not moved down.
No, they've actually gone up again.
Yeah, right, exactly. So she's keeping people in the queue. She thinks the day will come, especially if the market starts going up. Mm-hmm. If you want to think about refinance, you can get in touch with her now, and we can wait and get all your information and set yourself up for when the market moves in the right direction, where it makes sense to refinance. Also at Alabama Home Mortgage, if you still want to go out and look at houses, my friend Eddie here is still showing places.
Yeah, we're still showing places. We're doing it very cautiously,
right?
Especially if it's a house that's occupied. A lot of people kind of passed on that. But there's still a lot of vacant houses, as well as we've been doing a lot of things with social media. We'll go by, do some videoing of the houses. So it's still out there. There's no reason not to.
So why not get pre-approved?
Get pre-approved, because when all this is over, it's going to go like gangbusters once again, y'all. This market is hot right now. When all this craziness is going beside us, get pre-approved, because I just can't preach that enough.
So whether you're a first-time home buyer getting pre-approved or a current homeowner looking to refinance your mortgage, especially if you're a veteran or first responder, Alabama Home Mortgage can help you out. 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
She's great.
She really is. Kim is fantastic. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Hey, good morning. And I just told Joey everything I was going to tell everybody else, so I hope Joey is patient with me. I want to give everybody some specific numbers on population density in the United States in comparison to China. In the United States, 92.9 people per square mile. And no, I haven't seen 8.9 person for the first person, for the next person that's going to ask that. And 375 people per square mile in China. So you see, obviously, what the density factor is. So if anybody's wondering, there's some real numbers. And since I was telling Joey, I've been alive 24,188 days. It's the first day of my life. There's no toilet tissue at the grocery store in Eastbrook.
Are you fully stocked, though? I know they're not. Are you?
No, damn it, because there's none.
Well, let me go ahead and tell you something, Red Top. The benefit of working for other companies, as long as your office has toilet paper, you're never really out of toilet paper.
But they don't like to put you out of the office.
Wait, so now, Red Top, not only do you have good reason to take a long, hot, steamy shower for the pollen, you have more than that reason now. So make sure you shower well.
Yeah, but... a nice lady down at food outlet told me yesterday Millbrook was the closest toilet paper. There must have been a lady that must have had 100 pounds of meat in her grocery cart. She wiped out.
No, in her cart. Thing. Okay,
yeah.
How big was this woman?
She wasn't small. She had to be at least strong enough, big enough to push around 100 pounds of meat in that damn grocery cart.
You think she was? She could take you in a fight?
No, because I'm smarter than getting in a fight with something like that.
No, but if I'm looking at the tail of the tape, like I'm looking at like height, weight, like reach. If I'm looking at those just raw numbers, and she's got you by a bill or so,
You know, Joey, I'll tell you something. You don't get in a fight with a redhead. It's all I got to say.
Thank you, Red Duck.
Fair enough.
And I don't know anybody that's dumb enough to pick a fight with a redhead, because once you get us wound up, it takes a long damn time to cool off, guys. We're nice people, but we've been picked on our whole life, and we're going to take it out on somebody.
Right. We don't usually cool off. We just kind of put it back there in our mind to remember that's
kind of... Are you a redhead too, Eddie?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Joey, you are in good company. Golly Moses. You know, I guess I told you that, Red. You might have heard me say this. Redheads are the only people in the world that make their own vitamin D through their skin.
That's right,
Eddie.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's why we got
the strongest bones, got the strongest immune system.
We are at risk for skin cancer, but our body produces melanin at a rate like nobody on this planet.
Well, we from experience, I know redheads can usually drink more. They don't respond to the usual round of anesthesia.
Yeah.
I admit a level of stamina.
Thank you.
So we're
lucky. Is that true across the board, Eddie?
Well, it's been my experience. And from my Korean friends I used to drink with, they would always say, oh, you very strong drinker.
it's the Scottish-Irish Flemish thing where our DNA has been tuned well, hasn't it, Eddie?
That's true, man. That's very true.
Well, Eddie, good luck to you. I'm glad you're showing houses. I guess you know Norm Slammer, don't you?
I know who he is, yeah.
He's a very good friend, and you know, all those guys at ARC are big customers
of
mine because I do good with the inspectors. That's why they like to call me.
Well, I'm be calling you too, Red Top. You need to call me off air so I can get your number, buddy.
I will sometime, man. Thank you for coming in, both you guys. God bless. Take care, and hopefully we'll talk Monday.
Okay, buddy. Take care, Red Top.
Thanks.
All right, bye now.
Bye. 272-9228. Now, folks, obviously, sometimes I just let out my frustration. My anger, I actually kept it in more than what I'm actually feeling, especially at the beginning of the show. I could have gone further, but nobody wants to hear that. All that said, in the midst of my frustration, anger, and angst last night, I'm, you know, watching stuff, and I'm also scrolling through the Book of Faces, and I come across a video. The guy's a listener. He's called in before. Friends on the Book of Faces, Ken. And he posted a video here of a young man.
Oh, yeah.
Playing trumpet. It's not perfect.
No, but...
By any means. That's his 14-year-old son, Brett. And Ken says Brett had been stuck indoors and been practicing his trumpet a lot for their spring band concert that at this point may not even happen. So Ken poked his head into his son Brett's room and said, hey, it's sunset. Want to play the national anthem for the whole neighborhood? His son, Brett, smiled and said, hey, can I? So the video is of Brett standing outside in front of the American flag posted. It's well lit in the nighttime. They've also got Christmas lights up. And even though it's not perfect, I think it's exactly what I needed when I saw the video.
Mm-hmm. That'll touch you in the feels, buddy.
Yeah, it's
you right in the feels.
Yeah, and that's life right there. It's not going to be perfect, but you work hard, you practice. And then you get to that point where it's like technically you're hitting all the notes perfectly, and then you go to an extra level of you feel it. You really get into it, you feel it. And so, Ken, thank you for sharing that. Thank you to your son, Brett, for playing that. I mean, that is this is exactly what I needed, that in many cases... You know, you can get down and out and be in your own head, which is often me alone at home.
Yeah.
And to see that put a big smile on my face, wanted to share that with the audience. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Brett.
That's awesome.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Ken P.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
How are you, man?
Think of the devil.
Thank you again.
I'm doing good, man. I tagged you and Greg and Dan because I knew that you guys would, you know, see this... the pleasure of what he was doing, you know.
Right.
He's been stuck in home all week, you know, as all the kids have, and he's been practicing for, you know, his other music, but I know he had that memorized, and I'm like, hey, buddy, want to go out and just play for the neighborhood? He's like, can I really? You know, it was like, wow, I never thought I could do that, you know.
Yeah.
And we woke up this morning, and like 3,000 people have viewed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, thank God something good is going around, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm proud that it's my son, and he learned it for, you know, the marching band that I played in the stands at the beginning of the football games. But, you know, I called him earlier. I'm like, buddy, what, you know, did you see what? He's like, holy cow, people want to see this? I'm like, buddy, if you only knew how much people want to see something like this right now. And thank you for sharing that just now.
I needed it, Ken, in particular. I was not in the best mood when I saw it, and it put me in a much better mood when I did. And just to see, and like, I actually like that he's not quite to like perfection, so
no,
to speak.
I don't want.
I kind of like that it's a young man figuring out an instrument and doing his level best to just make people feel better. And y'all sharing it was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, a year and a half, and he's got it memorized like that.
Yeah, there you go.
And, you know, just God bless America right now.
Amen.
Thank you, Ken.
All right. Take care, Tim.
Take care.
272-9228. Going to hit a quick break here. We'll play some of the White House press conference that is happening live now.
Okay.
Trump has already said, I had a good talk with Schumer. You know, Oprah, sometimes you have long fights with people, but eventually, you know, you kiss and make up. I don't know if I'm going to kiss Chuck, Oprah, but I might make a deal with him. We'll come back with some of that press conference, not my caricature of the president. And also, we have Mayor Stephen Reed calling in at 11, so y'all stay tuned.
Going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hello, Central Alabama. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, encouraging you to be comforted with these words from the Bible found in Philippians chapter 4. Do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks. Because then God's peace, which is so great we cannot understand it, will guard your hearts and minds because you belong to Jesus Christ. Friends, even for those of us who struggle with math, this verse clearly states that prayer equals peace. Our Heavenly Father wants to give us incredible peace, and we need to ask for it. Then our lives will be full of confidence, peace, hope, power, and joy. Not because we know the future, but because we trust who holds the future. So please join me in prayer for our city and our country. Join me in exercising caution while we love and care for each other. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Going to go live. I do like constructive criticism. I feel for some of y'all. We played the press conference earlier yesterday, and we were behind, so we played it, and so you could hear the president. Some folks had already seen the press conference, so they're a little frustrated. I get it, but we'll be taking this live coming up. The president's been talking about how they've moved back tax day to July 15th. However, if you do want to file early to get a refund, if you're owed a refund, you're allowed to still do that. This part of News and Views brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. Benjamin Moore authorized New Look Decorating Center, where you can get all your interior and exterior paint and stain supplies. Brian Carr, the owner, paint specialist, Brett Lanham, the manager, paint specialist himself, they can help you turn that inspiration of yours into a reality. And hey, if you're stuck at the house, you can't go to work. The roads are light today, I realize that. By the way, shout out in the middle of one live spot to Infusion Cryo and Laser Center. Went by and saw the ever-so-awesome and lovely Lori and got frozen today.
I noticed you're a little perked up today.
It helps with some of my mood, even though I'm still a bit frustrated.
No, but it gave you some energy, I can tell.
But I noticed going by there that the roads were light today. So yeah. If you're stuck at home and you're seeing, hey, my bedroom looks a little drab, why don't we give it a new fresh coat of paint? New Look Decorating Center can help take that inspiration and make it a reality. And they can get you the Benjamin Moore authorized paint that is high quality, can make it look great. And if you bring in photos of the home or you describe what the scheme is currently in your home, the expertise of Brett Lanham, Brian Carr, the whole team at New Look Decorate can make sure you have consistency and continuity for the whole look of the place. They're your one-stop shop for interior and exterior paint and stain supplies. So call them today at 271-0007, 271-0007. They're located at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into Atlanta Highway.
People are listening to you, Joey, because I did get a call from a real estate friend of mine yesterday that's a realtor.
Yeah.
And he said, man, it's gotten a little bit slow. We're going to paint the inside of our house.
There you go.
He said, my son's home from college. I got some free labor going on. I don't have nothing going on.
Well, then go pick up some paint at New Look Decorating.
That's where he went. That's where he went.
I love to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a realtor knows their stuff. So there you go.
He's like, well, the biggest thing was his son came home and he's like, I got free labor. I got a house that needs painting. We got time. So he called me up. He went down there. So.
There you go. I love it. New Look Decorating Center. Again, 6237 Atlanta Highway. Call him at 271-0007. 271-0007. Thank you to New Look Decorating. Yeah. Brian Karp, Brett Lanham, the whole team for being a great sponsor here at News and Views. Let's go live to the president here. They're talking about now new travel restrictions, in particular shutting down the southern border. Let's listen in.
Our health care system and severely damage our national security. We're not going to let that happen. So we have a lot of information, and they'll be discussing that in a moment. To confront these public health degrees, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has decided to exercise its authority under the Title 42 of the U.S. Code to give Customs and Border Protection the tools it needs to prevent the transmission of the virus coming through both the northern and the southern borders. So we're treating the borders equally, the northern border and the southern border. It's being treated, they're both being treated equally. A lot of people say that they're not treated equally. Well, they are. As we did with Canada, we're also working with Mexico to implement new rules at our ports of entry to suspend non-essential travel. These new rules and procedures will not impede lawful trade and commerce. Furthermore, Mexico is taking action to secure our own southern border and suspend air travel from Europe. So we're coordinating very closely the air travel going to Mexico and then trying to come into the United States. The actions we're taking together with our North American partners will save countless lives. At the conclusion of my remarks, Secretary Azar, Secretary Pompeo, Secretary Wolf, we're going to be also taking some questions with Tony and Deborah, who you've gotten to know very well. But they'll be discussing certain things, and I think you'll find them of great interest. We're going to be providing tremendous amounts of detail over the coming days, but a lot of it will be provided right now if you'd like to find out about it.
So we got to hit a break here. We got the mayor of our dear city, Mayor Stephen Reed, calling to hear any moment now. We're going to hit our top of the hour break. If you want to listen to the president, they save it on YouTube. I know for a fact I do that. Watch it myself later. But more news and views when we come back. Again, thank you to Alabama Home Mortgage for sponsoring this hour of the program. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. That's what I need.